Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome to Ivy, Janet, Fine, visiting with us today. Wonderful. I'd like to read to you from Psalm 126 this morning. This is from the Passion Translation. It was like a dream come true when you freed us from our bondage and brought us back to Zion. We laughed and overflowed with gladness. We were left shouting for joy and singing your praise. All the nations saw it, joined in, saying the Lord has done great miracles for them. Yes, he did mighty miracles and we are overjoyed. Now, Lord, do it again. I love that. Now, Lord, do it again. Restore us to our former glory. May streams of your refreshing flow over us until our dry hearts are drenched again. That's our call to worship this morning. Let's pray together. God, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gentle rain. Lord, thank you for the refreshment that comes on the land and the refreshment that comes on our own souls as we gather together, as we worship you, as we bring our gifts of praise and thanksgiving to your name. So Lord, bless us. For those who can't be with us this morning for all kinds of good reasons, bless them where they are, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to tweak our normal service, the way we normally do things a little, and that's come out of a meeting last week with those interested in ministry to children. So as you notice one or two things that are maybe just a little different than usual, thank you for your willingness to and grace to go with that. Everything's on trial. We're not too sure how it'll all work, but we'll give it our best shot. On the website, the church website, there's a new calendar function there that tells what's going on during the week. So if you're not too sure, that's a place to go to have a look and see what's happening. This coming Thursday evening here at 7 o'clock, the session will meet, and following that, all the elders will gather together. And we'd ask you to pray particularly for that time. The reason for this is that we're looking at the future, really, of the parish and what's going on. So it's a pretty critical time in our church's life. So we'd encourage you to pray with us about that, if you would. Now, any announcements that you have that we haven't got on the calendar and we're not aware of yet? Everybody's happy and friendly? Wonderful. Let's take opportunity now to give our offering to the Lord's work in this place. And maybe one of these younger people might want to help. You doing that, Mike, are you? Just taking the offering today. You want to help somebody? Thank you. to join me as we pray. God, we thank you for the privilege that we have of coming before you with our offerings. Lord, we want to honor you with the fruit of our hands and our minds and our hearts, our energy, the skills that you've given us. And Lord, we thank you that we can do this. And we pray that those who use this money will use it wisely. And we ask this together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I've got reasons to have tooth decay to give away. It's called birthday celebration. Has anybody had a birthday this past week?
Mike Solari might have
been. Mike Solari would own up to that on Monday, is that right? Got it. Happy birthday to Mike. Yeah. Your dentist friendly? Did you have a birthday?
It's coming.
It's coming. Wonderful. Because you might not be here for it, right?
Excellent.
Anyone else? Birthday's coming? Sure. That's a good trick. let's sing happy birthday, shall we? Oh, it's always fun to have birthdays. What about certificates and things to share that, oh, God has given us good things to share sometimes? Not every time, of course, but has anyone got anything that they wish to share with the others that make our hearts glad and we can rejoice with you? No certificates from school, University of Hard Knocks?
We've got one thing to share. There's a set of glasses that we picked up off the ground at Waikato last week.
So right, and one glass missing?
So, yes, but one-eyed.
Oh, dear. See right through that one.
That's on the University of Hard Knocks, that one.
Yeah, yeah. But anybody like to own those? No? Okay.
Yeah.
No takers.
Got to share.
Ethel's got something to share. Yeah. Yes, you have.
I really just want to thank you all for praying for me with this arm of mine that a lot of you have been praying about that. Went to the surgeon on Friday and I do not have to have surgery. So let's talk. Thank you for praying.
Okay.
Not only that, her range of movement in that arm should not be. So we're accepting that as favour from God.
Yeah.
We want to give him the glory for it, don't we?
Yeah.
Excellent. The relief on Ethel was amazing. She was walking about a meter off the ground. I'm only exaggerating slightly. She was really quite relieved, and no doubt. Okay. Steve is going to be leading our worship time as we sing this morning. And I know it's been a busy week or so, and put something into this, so thank you, Steve. We're going to have about three songs. You can come forward. And we're going to try this for a little while so that we sort of have a worship time and singing in the middle that maybe could be even a little longer.
Could be.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see how we go.
Okay,
good morning. Yeah, we're going to do three songs today, but the first one's actually quite a short one, and one that, because we're involving our children in the worship, we want them to be part of it. So the first song is I Am the Way, the Truth and the Life, and I've actually asked Cynthia and Wee Amy to come up and give us a hand, because I'm not very good when it comes to actions, things like that. So they reckon they know it, so when you sing Way, you go like this. And then when it's truth, it's T like this. When it's life, it's L like this. And then Jesus like this. And what else? That's what Jesus said. You go like that. Yeah. So they're going to do it. I'll try and do it. So please stand and we'll sing I Am the Way, the Truth and Life. We'll sing it through twice.
Okay.
Next song is about exalting God, and that's what we want to do here today. So we're going to sing, I will give thanks to thee, and it's be exalted, O God. Should have had somebody just sing high on that one, but anyhow, we got there. The last song we're going to sing is a beautiful worship song. It's one of my favourites, and it's called Oceans. It reminded me of about a year ago, we were up at Cecil Peak on a four-wheel drive trip, and we were going around the lake, and it was a hot day, so we decided to have a bit of a swim, and we went down to the water's edge, and the lake was sort of, the wind was blowing in a wee bit, so the lake around the edge was a bit stirred up, and the water was all muddy, but anyhow, out further you could sort of see, you know, nice clear water. So a few of us had our togs, so we jumped in, and going out into the lake, where it was shallow, it was all stirred up, muddy, and also it had a sort of a slimy sort of a bottom, and it was weedy. It wasn't very nice. But as you pushed out further, we got into the clearer water, but it was deeper, and of course, you know, we had to swim. I'm not a very good swimmer. And so it was a bit scary. And thinking about the song, it's a bit the same, like going out into the deeper water, it can be a bit scary at times. Mm. And that's the same with our faith and our walk with Jesus, and being open to going further than perhaps we're a bit more we're comfortable to. Mm. So it reminded me of that, being in the lake. And of course, once we got out into that deeper water, it was nice and clear. You could see down into the bottom of the lake, and it was refreshing. It was lovely, and so it was rewarding. So now this song is a bit longer. If any of you feel like you don't wish to keep on standing, just feel free to sit and just listen to the words or sing it from your seats. Thank you. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
just call upon you, because we know we are yours. Thank you that you are ours too. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Steve. I thought it would be good this morning if you could turn to your neighbour or someone that you don't normally live with, perhaps, and share something with them that's either a challenge for you at the moment that you would perhaps pray about together, that's appropriate, or something you want to say thank you to God for. Sometimes our faith is challenged by the circumstances of life. It really is. And the family of God, when we meet together, what else are we for in that sense? There's two things, really. Encourage one another and really worship God. You know, the Christian life is boiled down to two things: love God and love people. So this is a way we can do that together. And, you know, kind of when we do this, it sort of breaks up a little bit of the... You know, the sort of So let's take a few moments to do that. And if there's someone that you would like to be praying for as well, it may not be something personal for you, maybe for someone else, it's a great opportunity as well. An intercessory time. So let's take a few moments to do that together, shall we? You might have to get out of your seat. That's okay. It's legal.
I'm going to check everything. your guys for the
scriptures for us this morning, so they could come forward, please.
Wonderful.
Big loud voice.
So our reading today is from Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 5. Revelation 21, 1 to 5.
Disappeared, and so the sea. Then I saw New Jerusalem, that holy city, coming down from God in heaven. It was like a bride dressed in a wedding gown, and every ready to meet her husband.
I heard a loud voice shout from the throne, God's home is now with his people. He will live with them, and they will be his own. Yes, God will make his home among his people. He will wipe all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, suffering, crying, or pain. These things of the past are gone forever. Then the one sitting on the throne said, I am making everything new. Write down what I have said. My words are true and can be trusted.
Thank you. Thank you both.